And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
Hi, I'm Liz Johnston at Verrill. Let's talk about seasonal hires. In New England, we often think about seasonal hiring taking place in the summer, but there's plenty of seasonal and temporary work to be done in the winter as well. Here are some quick tips to set you up for your seasonal success. First, be upfront in your job descriptions. Most potential seasonal hires will probably understand that they are being hired on a temporary basis, but it's nonetheless important to be clear about expectations, benefits, compensation, and duration of employment upfront to avoid surprises at the time of dismissal. Next, make sure to do your paperwork. Even if you are only planning to have some employees work for a few weeks or months, it's critical to go through the same onboarding processes as you would for a permanent or a longer-term employee. Next, keep in mind what rules will apply. Federal and state overtime rules will generally apply, requiring you to pay a non-exempt employee 1.5 times their rate of pay for hours worked in excess of 40 in a work week. In contrast, FMLA policies and state paid leave policies might not apply if the employee doesn't meet certain minimum tenure requirements. If you have questions about managing a seasonal workforce, contact me or a member of Verrill's employment and labor team to discuss further.
And that's your HR tip of the week, sponsored by Verrill.